What is energy healing? People who have found holistic healing techniques have added to the balance in their lives. Now, you can find balance in your life, too. Welcome to Healing Possibilities with Tracy Makarenko. Holistic healing is an integral part of life energy. Each program explores in detail a different part of the healing process with supplemental guidance from your host and other guests. Now, here is Tracy Makarenko.
Good morning. This is your host, Tracy Makarenko. Thank you for joining us this morning. I want to send all my prayers out to the people involved with the destruction and with Hurricane Sandy this morning. I hope everyone's well. Last week, I did energy work on the eyes. I want to thank everyone who called in. Some remarkable information was revealed. I will discuss more next week about the changes that took place for some of our callers. The feedback I received, well, it seems to me that a lot of the listeners were also affected, even though they were not specifically worked on. This happens when so many people come together. The energy helps heal a larger group. So please remember to drink lots of water after these shows to help flush any toxins that may have released for you. I've been telling you that next week we will be doing healing around boundary issues, but it looks like that will be pushed back a little bit. I'm being guided to work on the ears first. Treatment will be much like last week's show on the eyes, but instead I will be working on the minor chakra energy of the ears. This will also help anyone with sinus issues. And remember, this area is connected to the solar plexus and all its dysfunctions. I'm thinking we probably need to balance our eyes and our ears before we can accept and release the boundaries we have placed in our life. So call in next week to receive a free ear balancing treatment. Today, I am pleased to have Velva Dawn Silver Hughes joining me. She is the author of Ancient Secrets of the Goddesses and has also developed the Goddess Healing Matrix System, which we will be discussing today. Good morning, Velva Dawn. How are you?
Good morning, Tracy. I am great. Thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm just so glad you're able to come on today. So I thought maybe we start with, I read your book, which is absolutely marvelous. I just love it. You talk about coming from a medical background. You worked in a hospital for many years. So what happened to transform your life into doing this amazing healing work with the goddesses?
So I've always had an interest in the body and, you know, the disease. And when I was working at the hospital, I worked as a health information manager, so which meant that I would code the charts, I would type, you know, the x-rays, the surgeries, and then I was actually going to go in. I was accepted to take my Bachelor of Nursing. And one thing happened after the other, as it always does when the divine is leading you in a different path.
Yes.
And I actually met my husband. And I was going to go away to school at Red Deer College, which would have been a three-hour drive each way. So I decided to follow my heart, and I never finished my Bachelor of Nursing and married my husband, which I've been married to for 16 years. But in that time, I continued to work at the hospital and had my three daughters, and I knew that I needed to follow a different path. And I actually went to a psychic. And she told me that I had healing hands, and I didn't believe her at first because I had a very scientific mind. And so I needed to see things and feel them before I believed them. And so she had really recommended that I quit my job and start taking massage therapy. And so that's the first course that I ever started with.
Wow.
And my aromatherapy. And I loved it. I took a two-year program called the Natural Health Practitioner Program.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I loved everything I took. I learned about crystals, the essential oils, shiatsu. And then I started, I went and took my angel therapy practitioner course with Doreen Virtue in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
And that was almost 10 years ago. And she was introducing her staff on the stage. And she said, this is my neighbor and a friend, Chris Marms. And I knew immediately that Chris was my mentor, and I walked right up to her when she came off the stage, and I said to her, I need you to mentor me. And she kind of looked startled, and she said, okay. And so we started working together, 8 years ago. And she was the one who was really tapping into my spirit guides and said, you need to start writing a book. You need to start, you know, connecting with the goddess energy because you are an incarnate of the goddesses.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so that's how it all began.
Wow. And you've really come, like everything you've talked about really has been a foundation in the work you do, working with the crystals and the oils and the angel, mm-hmm. angels and the goddesses.
Yeah, it has been. You know, I often thought to myself, here I am taking my aromatherapy course. What am I going to do with this? And I laugh now because the latest product that I've created is called the Infinite Love Essence, and it's made with rose oil and jasmine, and I think I have ylang ylang in there with a rose quartz crystal, and you can roll this essence on your heart chakra, you know, and do your mirror work, which Louise Hay is a big believer in, just saying that you love yourself. And so there's many different qualities that the products, you know, carry, from the crystals to the vibration of the goddesses, you know, to the energy of the essential oils. And so I look back and I laugh and I think, you know, I see so many women go through my system, the Goddess Healing Matrix system, and they think, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. And I always say to them, you know, God never gives you a box without all the tools in the box. You just have to take one step at a time and know that eventually you'll get to where you're supposed to be, but sometimes we can't always see that right in front of us.
No, sometimes we got to dig around in the box for a while before we can grab hold of something.
Yeah, exactly.
I went and looked on your website, velvadawn.com, and I didn't realize you had so many products. You have meditation CDs and elixirs and the essence sprays and crystal kits, and all of this stuff works with your goddess energy.
Yes, it does. I think there's 39 products on there now. And I laugh because I think this is where it's ended up, right? Like, I'm constantly being guided to make products, you know, to help with the assistance of awakening the divine feminine, which is, you know, occurring now and will really be present in 2013, which is the year of the goddess.
Yeah, no, it is time for us to tap in and really enjoy this energy of mm-hmm. being a woman, a goddess right now.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel as busy as you look with all these products?
You know, that's funny, Tracy, that you say that, because I started mentoring with Colette Baron Reed last year, and I had seen her
work. I love her
work-
cards.
Pardon?
Sorry, I had to say that. I just love her cards.
Oh, I know. They're amazing, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I just really realized I had seen her, you know, walk through the steps as a businesswoman and also as an intuitive. And I thought, okay, I was once again guided to email her and ask her to do a mentorship, which happened immediately. And she said to me, how this will work is you'll be given a little more to do every day, but it'll be just enough that you feel comfortable. And so that's kind of how it's happened for me. It's like a little bit more is added to my plate every day, but I feel comfortable with it now, because if you were to, you know, be shot right into being really busy, you would become overwhelmed and retract and probably stop what you were doing, right?
Yes.
So I've really prayed and asked that I go along my path with ease and grace.
So is there a specific goddess that you connected with to help you through that
mm-hmm.
change?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Isis was the first goddess. She's the Egyptian goddess, and she's also the goddess associated with the element of water. And so she was really the first goddess that came to me, and it's the first chapter in my book. And I always say she's your kick your butt goddess. She's very strong. You know, she resurrected her husband, you know, by gathering all his body parts so that they could have a son together. So she's very powerful, but she also helps, she helps you achieve balance in your life, which we know as women, it's really hard to have a career and a family, you know, and keep connected spiritually and keep care of your temple, your body. So I've really learned from her how to balance my life. And when I feel overwhelmed, I just meditate and I call in the goddesses and I usually get messages and I just feel an overwhelming sense of peace in my heart chakra, which really helps.
So you have 31 goddesses in your book,
mm-hmm.
which I think is just remarkable. They couldn't have all come to you at once. You must have had different experiences or mm-hmm. connected with them in a different way over a period of time.
Yeah, I mean, really over my life, Tracy, is kind of, excuse me, how it happened. But I never realized it until I really opened myself up to the energy of the goddesses. And then when I looked back on my life, I realized they've been there the whole time with me. It's just I wasn't associating a name with the energy at the time.
Okay, so that would be the same for all of us. We just mm-hmm. wouldn't be aware of some of the goddesses that have been supporting us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that was the one reason they really wanted me to get this book out, is to have an awareness. You know, if you're very clairvoyant and you see things, I've put a color associated with each goddess, so you can see the aura color if that's your strongest sense. You know, and I've also associated a crystal, an affirmation, and different signs, right? With Mother Mary, it could be a ladybug that you see out of nowhere. You know, things like that to help you connect with each goddess and realize that each one of them has a different healing quality for you at any point in your lifetime.
Yeah, and I found that as I went through the book, you could definitely feel the different energies. I had planned on sitting down and just reading the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But each goddess really wants to spend time with you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something you really can rush.
No. No, and, you know, that's kind of what I put at the back of the book, sort of as a caution. You know, take your time with the book. There are those of us, you know, who like to control things in our life and, you know, like to do them really fast,
yeah.
which you can do with this book. But you're totally right, Tracy. They really want you to connect with their energy, you know, and take your time. Like, take a couple weeks with each chapter and really get to know each goddess. And also heal, you know, experiences in your life that have happened, you know, in this lifetime and past lifetimes with each goddess. That's what they're there for, is to help you.
Yeah, when you learn how to tap into that energy and allow yourself to move forward in a healing process. I mean, this book is just, it's magical, absolutely magical. Diana was the one that I felt the most going through the book. I think it's just because that's also where I am in my life right now, manifesting and changing a lot of my foundation, so it looks a little different.
Yeah, she's another strong goddess. There's quite a few that I've put in there, but Diana is very much helping you manifest. And I mean, that's a very good one to be working with right now, because, you know, right now until the end of the year, we're really about manifesting what we want, what energy we want to carry into 2013. And really one of the things that we need to do is make all our decisions from our heart. Everything we decide has to be from your heart. You really have to get your energy out of your head, you know, right now, to live in alignment with your true self.
Yeah. And I think we've all talked about it, but until you really understand it, you don't really get that message to the depth that it's meant to be given.
Yeah, that's right.
White Tara was the other one that I really connected to as well.
With the sensitivity.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm having a lot of sensitivities in my body right now. I'm just trying to figure out what they all are.
Mm-hmm. So when you read that chapter, excuse me, did you find that you became more sensitive, like as soon as you read it with your, you know?
Well, I was paying attention to that because you mentioned that in the chapter, how sensitive you became. I think that's the chapter.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it almost becomes a little bit overpowering because
mm-hmm.
then you're, excuse me, paying attention to so many different parts of your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the reason I wanted to write this book is because there were so many things that were happening to me, and I thought, are these real? Is this really happening? You know, is this goddess energy tangible? And so, as I said to you at the beginning, I really need to feel things and go through things before I share them with anyone. Like, I'm the product.
Yeah.
I make sure that I have done it so I can say to you, you know, this is what I've experienced. You may be experiencing this. And it is one of the most powerful energies I've ever worked with, actually, is the goddess energy.
But I remember reading that one of your chapters where you were working on an elixir. I can't remember which one.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just drinking it, enjoying it, and all the energy that it gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just so cool.
And I laugh about that because I also usually give it to my dog, right? And I just made one to carry the vibration of the Hawaiian island.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tested on my little puppy, Layla, and she took a drink, and she'd run around really, really fast, and then she lay down, and she was, like, silent. And I thought, oh, no, what did I do to my puppy this time? But she was just, you know, the energy is so high when you drink the elixirs, and people will say to me, you know, that's just water. It doesn't really work. And I'm like, okay, the best way for you to experience it is to try it yourself, and you'll see what I mean about feeling the energy run through your body.
Oh, yeah. It's so powerful.
Very powerful.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've used sprays. I haven't used any of yours. I need to go on your product list and take a look there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for my daughter. She has migraines here and there. So, and I'm not sure what they're from exactly, but, even using sprays, you can feel like once you become aware of your own body, you can start becoming more aware of the energy around you,
mm-hmm.
included in the sprays or the elixirs.
Yeah, and that's exactly, like, I'll have some people who will take a drink and they'll say, well, I don't feel anything. And I say to them, well, how clean is your diet? You know, like, you really have to clean up your eating, like, try not to have a lot of processed foods, a lot of sugar, you know, meditate regularly to clear the aura so that you can feel. You know,
yes.
The healing elixirs and even crystals, sometimes people won't feel them when they hold them because they need to clear their energy body, you know, more. But eventually when they keep doing it, it will happen that they will feel it.
And that's an important point to bring up because a lot of people say, oh, I can't feel anything. Nothing's
mm-hmm.
happening. But
mm-hmm.
stuff is happening. It's just under the surface. And sometimes you just don't have the awareness yet to connect into that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And it's about trusting, right? Trust is a key word right now. It's really about trusting, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
that it is working and that it is healing you.
Yeah, and trusting the goddesses to be helping you and trusting the angels to be supporting you and,
mm-hmm.
yeah, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So to find out more information about my guest, you can go to www.velvadawn.com and we will be back after this short break.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Feeling depressed? Full of anxiety? Are you suffering from muscle aches, back pain, migraines? Do you have chronic stomach irritation, incontinence? What ailment is occupying your mind's time? At the very least, Reiki will take the edge off of your anxiety. Craniosacral will realign your bones and tissues. Visceral will balance your organs. Holistic healthcare will bring back parts of you that have been lost. Need more of a fix? Attend a holistic workshop or receive an angel card reading. It's all about you getting back to a place where you feel whole, refreshed, and energized. Visit HealingPossibilities.com today or call Tracy at 403-831-3864. It's your life. Don't you deserve the peace, tranquility, and freedom you're entitled to? Go to HealingPossibilities.com and find out more. Side effects include self-awareness.
Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? How do I get there? If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within. And you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth schoolroom. The Open Door, with host Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to Healing Possibilities. To connect with Tracy Makarenko or this week's guests, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. That's toll-free in North America, 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to Tracy at healingpossibilities.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Healing Possibilities with Tracy Makarenko. Today I have Velva Dawn Silver Hughes joining me. She is the author of Ancient Secrets of the Goddesses. If you don't have the book, go and find it at Amazon.ca, Amazon.com. Anywhere else you can find it, Velva Dawn?
Yes, you can find it on Chapters and my website. If you would like it signed, VelvaDawn.com, I'll sign one and mail it off to you.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So you've also developed the Goddess Healing Matrix System. Maybe tell us a little bit about that.
I would love to share some more information on this. So during my mentorship with Colette Baron Reed, it became very apparent that I wanted to teach an in-depth program for people to heal at a very deep cellular level, you know, connected with the ancient secrets of the goddesses. And so when I was channeling, I saw this beautiful clear quartz crystal like a cluster, and I saw 33 terminations on the cluster. And so it came to me to develop this system called the Goddess Healing Matrix System. And what I've always seen is I've seen the flower of life symbol around Mother Earth, and I've seen that as her aura. So what she showed me, the Divine Feminine, is that all of us can tap into that energy with our heart chakras to the flower of life, the grid that grids Mother Earth, and we can draw energy from this source, that it's a true infinite source of love and light only. And in this system, I teach, because every single one of us actually was born with a clear quartz crystal termination at our root chakra. Oh. And it's just now starting to come forward that we need to activate this crystalline structure, you know, which is at our root chakra. And this crystal contains all of the memories that we've had in all of our lifetimes and that we need to bring forward, you know, for the ascension of planet Earth. And so with this system, there's three different levels. So the first level is called your higher priestess practitioner, level one. And in this level, I'm doing it either by teleseminar or I'm also doing it in a group setting, which is what I prefer to do. But what we do is we study the first 10 goddesses in my book in depth. You connect with them, you start channeling them, you learn the crystals that are associated with them, the healing qualities, and we go into past life regressions and healings. The girls learn how to really embrace infinite self-love and also the frequency of core transformation and expansion of personal power by embracing the living energies as expressed through the goddesses. So we do many different things, you know, as a group. I do some hands-on healing. I do some attunements, you know, like they do in Reiki where you receive attunements. The goddesses have shown me that I channel these attunements to access ancient meridians and spaces within the body that we had in many lifetimes with the Divine Feminine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of information.
It is a lot. And it's a four-day course, four full days. We usually start at 8 in the morning with some yoga, and then we go right till 6 o'clock at night, even 8 o'clock sometimes if we're doing releasing ceremonies. But I like to keep my groups very small. I really only want a group of 10 people at a time because I want to be able to have that one-on-one, and I want to put my hands on everybody's body so that I can feel what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's also a written exam the girls have to achieve. I shouldn't say girls because it's open to anyone, but so far it's only been women who I've certified. And I'm really putting the call out for some men to come forth too.
Oh, especially now it'd be important for them to connect to that goddess energy.
Very important. So they have to do an exam and get 80% on this multiple choice, and they have to write an essay, and then they have to sign a licensing agreement with me. And some of them are healers already, so a lot of them will just use these tools of the goddesses, you know, with their healing work on animals, on people. But even more so, this level is about healing yourself. It's about really learning to love yourself, because there's so many people who can't even look in the mirror and say, you know, I love you. I love my body.
I remember the first time I was in it was actually a breath workshop, and we got to the point where we were supposed to say the words, I love me.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to the I.
Yeah.
Ooh, and that you can't get the love part out.
Yeah.
It's a tough one for people who are starting this process.
It is very tough. But the big changes, like the goddess energy awakens your intuition and heightens it at a higher level. Because what we're doing is we're really expanding the heart chakra, and we're healing and getting rid of, you know, all the past life memories, the lower vibrations, and which allows room for the higher vibration to come in. So once you finish the higher priestess practitioner level one, you can move on to higher priestess practitioner level two. And in that, we will move on to the next 10 goddesses in my book. And we start, I start teaching them how to make their own elixirs and, you know, connecting with crystals at a deeper level. And really, this is where they start being able to recognize very clearly the goddess energy. I'm just so excited to see these women. Like, I'm on my master level right now, which is the third level. And that is the final level that I have for this program. But in this program, your energy body has to be very clear. You need to really be able to channel, be able to heal yourself and connect with the goddesses with ease and grace. And I've seen these women shift with my own eyes. Like, I've seen them start at level one, and they're convinced that they're not intuitive, that they can't heal. And by level two, I'm seeing them heal people, and they're seeing, you know, deceased loved ones, and they're doing mediumship, and they know which crystals are which. And I'm so proud of these women. And in their physical bodies, I actually see them shift. You know, a lot of them will start out with a very dark aura, very shut down, you know, heart center. And by the second level, they're literally glowing from the inside out. And that is what the divine feminine energy does. As you can tell when people have been working with the goddess energy, because they really glow from the inside out. They've ignited an ancient source that has been dormant for many, many lifetimes. So it's very powerful work. It is not easy work. There's a lot of tears. You know, there's a lot of fears that come up, anxiety. But I give each student all the tools that they need to work through these for the rest of their lives, because that's what this is. It's about empowering people. It's not that I want them to keep coming back to me. It's I want to give them the tools to walk away and share with others, you know, how to empower themselves.
Yeah, and giving them all those tools and the ability to heal themselves is giving them the power to feel like they can stand in their own energy and move forward in so many different ways. So do a majority of your students, are they doing this to help heal others, or are they doing it for their own personal awareness?
Well, in level one for the higher priestess, a lot of them are doing it for themselves. But then I find for level two, the ones that were healers, like I have a few that are animal healers and a few that are Reiki practitioners, they will do it on their clients now, because in level two, they also have to do a practical part where they have to fill out the sheets for their clients, you know, saying, you know, which goddess they used, if they healed a past life, which crystal, all of that sort of thing. And then, but I do have some girls who say to me, you know what, I'm never going to teach this. I'm never going to be a healer. And I say, but you already are a healer. You already are naturally healing, you know, your friends and your family. And you may not, you know, label yourself as a healer, but you are.
Yeah. No, and I mean, for years, and you probably realize the same thing, you were doing healing without even realizing it. I know I was.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the one.
In the in the words we said or in the actions that we displayed, there was healing powers behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So the second level, it's more about the upper chakras, where the first priestess levels, the lower chakras?
It is about the, because we start at the bottom and we work our way up. So the first ones we really work on the lower chakras up to the heart chakra, and then the second level we work really from the heart. And there's so much work, as you know, with the heart chakra and the throat chakra. With so many of us being killed in many lifetimes from standing in our power and from teaching. So, yes, level two is about, you know, the heart to the third eye. And then the last, the goddess master level, is really about the third eye, the crown. And then what in working with the goddess energy, especially with the goddess Rhiannon, there's a meditation that I've done with her, and we actually ignite ancient acupressure points and meridians. So we start running the energy at a higher rate, and it's a lot more efficient, you know, by the time we get to the goddess master level. It's an ancient way of running energy through our body.
I think I'm going to have to take your course. I think I'm going to have to find time to take your course. Make time.
Yeah.
I don't know if it happened with you. I'm imagining it did. I know for me, there is a point where I had decided that I was going to, you know, be a healer.
Mm-hmm.
But it got to the point where, like you mentioned a few minutes ago, that things from past lives come up where we've been mm-hmm. killed as being healers in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to step into that power of healing now. Do you see a lot of that happening for your students, where they finally have to face that fear and move past it?
Mm-hmm. I definitely I see that. I see it sort of rise up in level one. But in level one, they don't have as much confidence as they do in level two. And by level two, they're really getting into the past life. They can easily, you know, tap into that space where they can go back into a past life. And that's why I like doing, level two is only ever in a group setting up at my retreat center here at Inner Tranquility. And I like to be there to help them, you know, because some of them are very afraid. They face these feelings. They're not sure, you know, what's going on. And I like to really be there and just assist them in channeling, you know, what exactly is going on with their body and, you know, what these fears are doing. Like, I've had some very powerful stories. A lot of the girls have been around in the times of Salem, you know, when they were burned. And they will, they don't like to wear turtlenecks or anything around their neck because, you know, they've been hung or been beheaded. And so it's very scary when that's coming up in these sessions and you're experiencing or seeing how you were killed in that lifetime. So I just like to be there as support to help them clear it, you know, and just let go of those painful memories, which will allow the higher vibration to come through that chakra.
Well, and then that whole period of time where women were not really thought of as important, and
mm-hmm.
we had a difficult time standing in our power in society.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
Yeah, and that's changing right now for us.
It is changing. And, you know, I'm so excited about the fact that there will be balance, you know, on the earth with between the masculine and the feminine, which hasn't been for a long time.
No, because it kind of went from the women to the men, and now it's coming back, but it's going to be more about both men and women finding balance within the masculine and feminine energies.
Mm-hmm.
At least they think that's what's happening.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, really seeing, you know, men tap into their, make their decisions from their hearts instead of from their minds too, you know, just, you know, awakening that feminine part. I have a lot of men joke with me and say, you know, if any man was smart, he would take this goddess course, because why wouldn't you want to have the in with women, you know? And I laugh and I think, well, yeah, you're right. Why wouldn't
you? It's so true. It's so true. Mm-hmm. And I mean, when you talk about the feminine energy, it really is about coming from that heart chakra.
It is. I mean, the Dalai Lama's been saying it, you know, that the Western woman is going to, you know, help bring balance to the planet, because we can overcome war, we can overcome, you know, discrimination, because we think with our hearts, right? We're willing to step over all that and just open our arms and embrace love, right? Because that's really all that exists.
Well, when we do that, there's so many new thoughts that come up from that. You know, it's not the old conditioning coming from our brains. It's the new rationalization coming from our heart that makes sense and resonates with more people on earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. It's changing the way, and that's why I really am so passionate about teaching the Goddess Healing Matrix system, because it is changing women's lives. You know, like I said, I'm taking my first group to Greece October 9th to the 21st, but I'm also opening it up for anybody else who wants to come. I'm going to do like a retreat portion, and then I'm going to do the master level for those girls who are going through the master level. So, you know, really exciting changes going into the Delphi caves, you know, receiving activations from the energy of that lifetime. You know, it'll be amazing.
Oh, yeah. I got to figure out how to make this all happen for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Matt, you're working with Diana.
Yeah. That's right. I am.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to go to a short break right now. To find out more about Velva Dawn Silver Hughes, you can find her at www.velvadawn.com.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Feeling depressed? Full of anxiety? Are you suffering from muscle aches, back pain, migraines? Do you have chronic stomach irritation, incontinence? What ailment is occupying your mind's time? At the very least, Reiki will take the edge off of your anxiety. Craniosacral will realign your bones and tissues. Visceral will balance your organs. Holistic healthcare will bring back parts of you that have been lost. Need more of a fix? Attend a holistic workshop or receive an angel card reading. It's all about you getting back to a place where you feel whole, refreshed, and energized. Visit HealingPossibilities.com today or call Tracy at 403-831-3864. It's your life. Don't you deserve the peace, tranquility, and freedom you're entitled to? Go to HealingPossibilities.com and find out more. Side effects include self-awareness.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Healing Possibilities. To connect with Tracy Makarenko or this week's guests, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. That's toll-free in North America, 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to Tracy at HealingPossibilities.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Healing Possibilities with Tracy Makarenko. Today, my guest is Velva Dawn Silver Hughes, and you can find out more about her at www.velvadawn.com. So, Velva Dawn, we talked about your Goddess Healing Matrix System, Level 1 and Level 2, and then you have Goddess Master, Level 3. It includes the last 11 goddesses in your book?
Yes. Yes, that's correct. So really by the time you get to level 3, you know, you have to be really comfortable with, you know, knowing your chakras, knowing your crystals, really connecting with all 20 of the goddesses previously in Ancient Secrets of the Goddesses, my book. And in level 3, the last chapter that I wrote was with a goddess sage, and she really makes you reflect on your life and do an overview, you know, of everything that you have learned in your life and what it is that your true path is. And so level 3 is really for those people who are truly committed to really working on yourself. And I always say the goddess work is about walking your talk. You have to be authentic. You have to, you know, teach what you believe, and you have to live your life in alignment. Because if you're not in alignment, you won't even get to this level. And I do see that happening with some of the girls. You know, they'll take level one, and they have more healing to do than some of the others. So they'll just take more time before they take level two. And some of them may not continue on, and that's okay. They got what they needed out of the first level. So the Goddess Master level is going to be held in Greece October 9th to the 21st. And we're actually going to be flying into Athens, and our hotel will be overlooking the Acropolis. And so, yeah, we're going to really connect with Athena and Aphrodite and really connect, you know, with a strong Greek goddess that have held the energy for us for many years over there. And then we're actually going to take a trip to the Delphi Caves, which is where many of us have been oracles. And higher priestesses, you know, in past lives, where people would travel from all over the lands to come and hear, you know, their future. They were called fortune tellers. So I really want to take the group into the Delphi Caves and just sit in that energy and do some attunements for the goddess masters. And for those who are coming on the retreat portion, you know, they'll just feel the energy and connect with those goddesses while they're there. And then we're actually traveling by a small aircraft over to Santorini, which has also been known the island of Atlantis that sunk many, many years ago. And so we're going to go to Santorini and do a sunset cruise on the Caldera Ocean. And it's actually the night of the full moon. So, you know, I'll do a live meditation. Wow. And so there's going to be many, many, you know, vortexes that I want to go and visit, you know, on those three stops, and I'm very excited. I find it very ironic, you know, that I've done a lot of my goddess work on one volcanic island of, you know, the big island of Hawaii, and now here we are celebrating the goddess master level also in Santorini, which is a volcanic island. So I found that pretty amusing that, you know, they led me to another volcanic island.
Oh, and my husband and I spent 3 weeks in Greece a couple of years ago. And Santorini is our ultimate favorite place of, like, everywhere in the world right now.
Really?
That we've been to, yeah. And it's just so powerful there, but serene, you know, it's like peaceful and comfortable and, we absolutely love the energy of it. And they grow, this will be just a little tidbit on the side here. But they make over 1 million bottles of wine on the island of Santorini, and they not one bottle.
Really?
Yeah. They get that many people there, but they make amazing wine off of the volcanic rock.
Oh, wow.
So you have to put that little tour in there if you're,
yes,
if you want to.
Yeah, we're going to a restaurant, and they're actually going to show us how to cook one day, like a typical Greek meal. And then it ends with a wine tasting.
Oh, so, that'll be lovely.
Yeah, I thought that would be really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the sunset is just absolutely amazing there.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward, you know, to that. And so, yeah, we've just recently got the prices because, of course, it was already too soon to figure out flights for next year, but we do have a rough plan. And I'm going to be putting that on my website, actually, today. I'm going to try and get it up there.
Oh, great.
Yeah, the registration, so people can start looking at that and putting that, you know, asking Diana to help manifest, you know, because so many people will say to me, you know, I don't know how to make this happen financially, and I really teach that work with the goddesses. You know, call them forth. You know, Abundasia is the goddess of prosperity. You know, ask her to show you how it is that you can make this happen. And it will happen. It's happened for me every step of the way.
Well, and when I went, it wasn't on a spiritual quest per se. Mm. But, I mean, to go on a trip like this with you and all the goddesses and all the energy that they encompass would be absolutely something worth manifesting for anyone who's listening and has wanted to go to Greece for a while or just decided this morning they want to go to Greece.
That's right. Yeah, well, thank you for saying that. I feel that too. I feel like the people who will be there are being called and they know that they need to go.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you have any scheduled level one classes coming up?
I do. So what I'm doing is I do a couple things with level one. I have a level one again. Oh, let me see. I had it scheduled for October 11th to the 14th, which has already passed. So what I'm doing is I'm doing another one in the fall. In the spring. Sorry, I'm ahead of myself. I'm going to be doing it in the spring, but I haven't announced that date yet. So I'll be looking at doing that in January. And then I am doing another level two at the retreat center for those people who have taken level one. And that one is November 22nd to the 25th. But the other thing that I'm doing, Tracy, is if I have enough interest for level one, I will do it by teleseminar, and then we gather at the end, to do the attunements. So I do some fast-tracking because I've had some women come and say, I want to do the master level. You know, I just don't want to go on the retreat portion. I want to embrace all of what you're doing. If anyone is interested in that, they can just contact me through my website, and I would be more than happy to put together something that worked for everybody so that people could take level one and level two to be at the Goddess Master level.
So when you're doing it through a teleseminar, is it going to be so many nights, or how are you working that, or you're not quite sure yet?
No, I usually do. I pick one night a week, and I mail the module to each person, and then I ask you to do, so many chapters before we connect during the teleseminar. And as you know, Tracy, it's very easy to connect through people through the telephone lines because electricity is very easy for the energy. It acts as a conduit. So it's very easy for me to still tap in and say, okay, what's going on with your heart chakra, Let's work on that. So, it would be once a week for probably 8 weeks. Is what I would do for that.
Well, that's good to know. And the level two, how many days? Is that 4 days as well?
Yeah, it's 4 days. It's four full days. So it's the 22nd of November to the 25th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
It's coming up soon.
It is. It is coming up soon. So, and the other thing is, I do also do some introduction to goddess energy, just doing some workshops. I'm doing a monthly teleseminar the 13th of every month where you can go on for $26.25, and I guide you through a meditation, and you're going to learn about each of the goddesses in my book, Ancient Secrets of the Goddesses.
Oh, that's great. All on your website somewhere?
Yes, it is. It's all under the upcoming events on my website.
Okay.
And I do also offer mentorship, too. There's been some people who are really wanting to build their business, and they don't know how to get going. So what I do is I use the energy, of the Divine Feminine and my business skills through that to help mentor people to heal themselves, to get on their path and get going.
So it's guided to what their energy and what their path is meant to be?
Yes. Yeah, so the mentorship is very individualized. It's all one-on-one, one-on-one time with you. And I usually do it over a six-week period for a full mentorship, and then I do a mini mentorship, which can be 3 weeks, if there's just a few things in your life that you need to work on.
Oh, that's great to have a couple different options.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just want to tweak a few things, and other times you need a lot of help.
Yeah, that's right.
So, do you have any favorite goddesses yourself?
I do have some favorite goddesses. Pele has always been an amazing favorite goddess to me, hence the reason that I ended up buying a house on the Big Island of Hawaii. She's really about passion, and so Pele has awakened, the divine feminine truly within myself, allowing my feminine to shine, not being afraid of, the energy that I'll receive back from being a woman because, I have a history of being abused. And so for me, I had shut down, my true feminine energy because I didn't want to attract that male energy. So she's really helped me, and Aphrodite, you know, in healing that experience in my life and expanding that energy and trusting that it's safe to do so.
Well, there's a lot of, shouldn't say a lot, I guess, but there's women who are deciding to go on their own path right now, relationships that are breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
And so coming back into that feminine energy, because after a marriage ends, you kind of lose track of yourself. So she'd be a great goddess to connect with at that point, too, to try and find that feminine energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she would. She really, you know, and even, you know, traveling to Hawaii, you know, if you could do that and spend time on the island, because the island itself is a crystal, right? And it works on the root and the sacral chakras. So, yeah, anyone who's leaving a relationship, an excellent place to go and heal would be any of the islands of Hawaii, definitely.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, I've been there all summer. I've really connected with the island, you know, and with Pele. And a very amazing healing has happened, you know, and transformation in my life from just spending time there. And, of course, spending time with the dolphins in the water, in the ocean.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's another favorite goddess of mine is Caventina, and she's the goddess of nature. And I've associated her with the dolphins. So I urge anyone, if you ever get the opportunity to go and swim with the wild dolphins anywhere, go and do it, because the dolphins carry the true vibration of oneness and they trust each other, you know, swimming in a pod in the ocean. And they're urging all of us to trust each other and truly step up to the plate of living as a pod, you know, on Earth.
Yeah, we haven't swam with the ocean or with the dolphins yet. And oh my gosh, that's on our to-do list. Mm-hmm. We're going to Hawaii in March. So I'm hoping we can get that.
Definitely do that.
That in our schedule.
And the whales might still be there when you go in March too. So, and that's amazing. If you can be in the water when the whales are singing and you can even hear them, I mean, it just attunes your heart chakra, you know, to amazing levels.
Oh, I'm going to write that one down because I didn't know that either.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, that's one of my lifelong dreams is to swim with the whales. I was actually booked to go to Tonga and swim with the whales. I mean, I'll be honest with you, it scares the living daylights out of me, but I'm going to do it. Like, I feel so called to be in the water with those big mammals. So,
oh, good for you. I just had to work through doing zip lining last year, so I'm not quite at the point of swimming with dolphins.
I just did zip lining this summer, so I hear you there. I got up on the thing, and I thought, what am I doing up here? Who talked me into this?
Oh, I loved it, though, once I did it.
Me too.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's about getting past our fears, right? And then just enjoying. I think sometimes we're scared to have fun.
We are afraid to have fun because our mental body gets so involved. You know, while I was up there, I kept looking at the equipment, and I'd say to the guy every time, okay, am I hooked in correctly? And he would laugh, and he'd say, yes, ma'am, you're going to be fine. I'm like, okay.
Oh, my God, so funny. Well, thank you for coming on today, Velva Dawn. And sharing all this information about the goddesses with us.
Well, you're welcome, Tracy. Thank you so much for being a light in the world and for allowing, you know, me to spread the word of the Divine Feminine. I really appreciate everything that you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So you can find Velva Dawn's book, Ancient Secrets of the Goddesses, just about anywhere. And you can sign coffee through her website. And for more information about all your classes and workshops and products, velvadon.com. And for next week, everyone, remember, I'm doing a free treatment on the ears. So call in if you're having any sinus problems, ear, hearing, solar plex issues. The following week, November 13th, Mia Stasekos will be joining me discussing gift giving and feng shui. So mark that on your calendars because Christmas shopping is around the corner. You can take Dan Brulé's Breath Mastery e-class by clicking the ad box on my Voice America page, or you can find him to receive a $100 discount on my website under the Voice America page. For more information about me and the workshops I offer, or to find me on Facebook, Twitter, or to join my monthly newsletter, go to www.healingpossibilities.com. Or you can find it on the Voice America page. The same links are there. If you have any questions regarding my shows, you can email me at tracy@healingpossibilities.com. Remember to look for my new angel card reading. I just posted it on YouTube for the month of November. Thank you for joining us today. Knowledge is healing, and that process of enlightenment continues daily for each of us. With awareness, your path will reveal itself. Sending you love and light, and may your journey be full of grace and ease.
Thank you again for listening this week. Please be sure to join Tracy Makarenko for Healing Possibilities every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Have a balanced week, and we'll talk again on the next show.